Good morning.
Good morning.
Good to see everybody here. It's a blessed and a beautiful day. And I want to wish, again, all of you mothers that are here, a happy Mother's Day. And I pray that you will have a day just filled with joy and peace and laughter, and that if you're surrounded by family today, that your time together will be just wonderful fellowship. As I was preparing this message this past week, I started thinking about my mom. You know, my mom has Alzheimer's, and she's in a facility in Marion. And on Thursday, my sister sent me a text message and said, today's mom's birthday, we're going to take her out for supper tonight. And I thought, wow, mom's got Alzheimer's. And sometimes she can be a little bit difficult to deal with. And it's the disease and not her. Because my mom was just a wonderful, loving lady. And I want to tell you just how good God is. We got to O'Charley's. Janine and I got inside. We sat down. Our nephews were there. And then a little bit later, my sister showed up with our mom. And I got the lucky privilege. Mom got to sit down at the end of the table. I want to tell you how good God is. My mother asked for a menu. So we gave Mom a menu. My mother looked over the menu. And I, after a few minutes, I said, Mom, have you made a decision what you want to eat? And she says, yeah, I want this Cajun chicken stuff right here. And she had her finger on it. And I looked, and sure enough, there was a Cajun chicken dish, and I thought, wow, thank you, Lord, because we were kind of celebrating Mother's Day and Mom's birthday a little bit early, and my mom sat at the end of that table, and she carried on a conversation with myself and Janine. She was closest to us, and her grandsons were on this side of the table by her, and she was talking to them. And I thought, what a blessing. And then Friday, after our nephew and his fiance graduated law school at SIU, we went back to Marion to Tower Square Pizza. That's my brother-in-law's business. And I got the chance to marry my nephew and his fiance that afternoon. So we had their wedding, and Mom was there again. And my mother was in her right mind during that time. Now, there was times she slipped off and talked just things that were kind of way out there. But for the most part, we got to celebrate 2 days in a row with Mom. And Friday evening, she was getting tired. And my mom said to me, I want you to take me back to where I stay. I want to ride with you and your wife. So we put Mom, I pulled up around, picked Mom up, took her back. My mom would usually fight going back into the anchor. And she walked right in. I took her in, rang for a nurse. Nurse came to the door and got her. And I gave Mom a hug and I said, Mom, I love you. Mom said, I love you. And she went inside, and we drove away rejoicing. And I thought, thank you, Jesus, for such a blessed time with my mom. And that has stuck with me this weekend. And today we're going to go visit my mom again and spend a little time with her. But aside from that, in the scripture today, Luke chapter 1, verses 34 through 38, today's message is Mom, a Servant Called by God. And I tell you what, moms are definitely servants called by God, for sure. When you get to Luke chapter 1, 34 through 38, I would like to ask you to stand as I read from God's Word. Then Mary said to the angel, How can this be, since I do not know a man? And the angel answered and said to her, The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Highest will overshadow you. Therefore also, that Holy One who is to be born will be called the Son of God. Now indeed, Elizabeth, your relative, has also conceived a son in her old age, and this is now the sixth month for her, who is called barren. For with God, nothing will be impossible. Then Mary said, Behold, the maidservant of the Lord, let it be to me according to your word. And the angel departed from her. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, we are so thankful that Mary was willing to give birth to your Son, Jesus Christ. How dedicated she was. And Lord, as we get into this message today, I ask Heavenly Father that God, you will speak through me. Let every word be from you, nothing from my flesh or thoughts. And God, we give you the honor and the glory and the praise. It's in Jesus' name we ask. Amen. You may be seated. So definitely, moms are definitely called by God. We can see from the scripture reading this morning that an angel appeared to Mary and told Mary what was about to happen. She was going to conceive a child. Now we know that Mary was pledged to be married to Joseph. But she wasn't going to be pregnant by Joseph. This was going to be a supernatural occurrence by the Holy Spirit, as the angel has said. And I'm sure at first that Mary was a little bit, maybe misunderstanding maybe how this was all going to take place, because she said, how can this be since I do not know a man? Like, I'm not going to be with a man. And when the angel described it to her, Mary was very much understanding. And I've thought back on this scripture, and I thought, can you imagine what it would be like, ladies, if an angel came to you and told you that you were going to carry Jesus, the Son of God, that you would give birth to Him? Now, I started thinking about my mom, and probably all you moms too, when you found out you were pregnant with your child, the joy that you experienced. Now, I cannot stand up here and say, ladies, I know what it's like for you to carry a baby for 9 months. But all I know is that during that 9 months, there's a lot of discomfort. There's a lot of sickness. There's a lot of pain. I've listened to moms when I've gone to visit them in the hospital, and they say, oh, Brother Jim, I just want this baby out of my belly because, oh, 9 months is a long time. But you know something that's incredibly happens through all of that pain, through all of that time, as soon as the baby is born, do you realize that the mother suddenly forgets the 9 months of pain and all that she's been through? Because when she holds that precious child upon her chest, holds it close to her heart and cuddles it, the love that comes from God comes through that baby, and that mother and that baby, see, they've got a connection. They have a connection. And I know that when my mother gave birth to me, my mom said, I had the Hong Kong flu. And she said, you came late. She said, you were supposed to be here early. And she said, but you came on New Year's Day. She said, you were the first baby born. And we got our picture put in the paper. And I got these boxes of diapers and all the free formula. Anything I wanted, I got it. And mom said, but I had you. And I'm the middle child out of the three. And I know that my mom had a job. Do you know what a mom is? A mom is a coach, a doctor, or nurse, caretaker, cab driver, wound kisser, cook, waitress, seamstress. I mean, there are so many hats that a mother takes on. And I know that any time I needed my mom, My mom was always there. My mother was a woman who was dedicated. And I can remember as a child, and I get my words out here. I clearly remember from the first grade. I don't remember much about kindergarten, but I remember first grade. My mom would get us ready every Sunday morning, and we would walk across the street. My dad worked for the police department, so he was on duty. But mom would always make sure that we went to church. And we would walk across the playground of where we lived across the street where I went to school. But we'd walk across the playground, around the fence, and into the front doors of that old church house. And we would attend church, and I remember the preacher getting up there, and boy, he would just shout and spit. And my mom would have my sister and I on each side of her, and her arms would be around us. And mom was being a protector and a shelter for us. Anytime we were hungry, mom fed us. Anytime that we needed something, mom was always there for us. And do you know something? I have truly realized that from the moment my mother got sick and my mother started dealing with the Parkinson's disease, I knew that my mother needed care for me. So I had always said, Lord, whatever it is I can do for my mom, I'm there. So my sister, my brother, and I have been able to care for mom. We've been able to give back to her what she put into us. And I thank God for her. So this shows also exactly the kind of mother that Mary was. She was called by God. She sent an angel to deliver the message that she would give birth to Jesus. And in the scripture we just read, she submitted completely to God's will. Now she didn't try to make a deal with the angel. She didn't try to come up with her own terms. What the angel told her, Mary was satisfied within her heart and within her spirit that this is exactly how God wanted it to be. And if God says he wants something a certain way, then Mary knew she better follow after, because she loved God. She was obedient. And you know, that one thing that Joseph and Mary were afraid of, that when she started, they weren't even married yet. But one thing that was on their mind was, what was the people going to think when they saw Mary pregnant and she wasn't even married to Joseph? What, you know, were they going to think she'd been with another man? Who knows? But they didn't care about that. But for 9 months, she carried baby Jesus. And during this time, Mary was only a young teenager when she was faced with this challenge to submit. Now, I don't know how many of you moms, were any of you moms real young when you had your first child? Anybody? No? I don't see no hands going. Okay, well, I know there's been times. Now, my great-grandma was 14 years old, and my great-grandfather was 17 when they married. My great-grandma was full-blooded Cherokee Indian, and my grandfather was three-fourths Cherokee Indian. And not too long after they got married, they had their first child. So my great-grandma didn't get to go to college. She didn't get to have no kind of degree, but she was a wife and she was a mother. And I can't remember how many kids they had all together, but her and great-grandpa Miller had quite a few kids together on that little farm, and they had a very blessed home. They were raised in the fear of the Lord. They were taken to church. They were taught right from wrong. So I knew that my grandmother had to submit at an early age to doing something that God had called her to do, just like Mary. Mary's words to the angel were, "I'm the Lord's servant, so let it be. Let it be." How many of you moms had to submit at times in your life to your kids, to doing the Lord's will? That's what I want to focus on this morning, is how special you moms are. I don't think us guys really realize what moms go through, the daily stresses and pressures. I've talked to people, talked to moms that had to stay at home, and they would tell me, they would say, "Brother Jim, you don't know some of the things I've been through." They say, "Sometimes I don't feel appreciated. Sometimes I don't feel like I'm worthy to be a mom." There are so many things in this life that can weigh a mother down. But I think that they are given a lot of grace, and they're given a lot of strength by God to do what they do. Any of your moms ever feel like you just had a rough time? I tell you what, raising this kid here, I'm surprised my mother didn't kill me. My mother told me time and time again, she used to say, "I'll slap them eyes right out of your head if you back talk me again." I just remember all the things. But see, my mom always made sure we were in church. And one of the greatest things that came out of being raised by my mom was that as an adult, I was able to look back and I was able to see all of the times that my mom had been there. And then what I wanted to do for her was give back in return all that she had dedicated to her kids. Amen. Thing I like about Mary, her faith never wavered. You know, I always wonder in the back of my mind, I bet Mary stood there with the biggest smile on her face when she said, "Yes, let it be. Whatever has to happen, let it be." But she got to carry the Son of God in her womb. And do you know why God chose her? Because Mary found favor with God. She was obedient. She loved God. And God handpicked her. Wow. God picked her to bear the Son that would die on a cross and shed His blood. She, the song we sing at Christmas, "Mary, did you know that your baby would walk on water? Mary, did you know that your son would die on a cross? Did you know that your son would save the world? Did you understand His purpose?" I'm sure that Mary understood after the visit from the angel what she was about to give birth to, the Son of God, the only perfect man to ever walk the face of the earth in flesh that knew no sin. A mother called by God doesn't have to be perfect. Now, I guarantee you one thing, Mary was not a perfect woman. Not a single mother on the face of this earth is perfect. Anybody living in this flesh is not perfect. And even though she was Jesus' mother, she wasn't perfect, but I guarantee you that God gave her divine wisdom. God gave her divine discernment on how to raise Jesus. I often wonder what it was like when Mary was at home. I mean, the Bible doesn't really say it, but I just wonder how many times the Lord God spoke to Mary when she was at times of decision. In John chapter 2, in verses 1 through 5, you know, they were at the wedding and Jesus had turned the water into wine. And in that scripture, Jesus said to her, "Woman, why do you involve me? It's not my time." Now, I want to say something to the kids. Don't ever go up to your mom and say, "Woman." Because you're probably liable to find your teeth laying out on the floor. Now, I'm sure Mary handled this situation because she knew that Jesus was the Son of God. And she knew that Jesus was not he wasn't talking down to her in any way, shape, or form. Now, I knew if I ever went up to my mother and said, "Hey, woman, I would have been picking myself up off the floor. I know more than quite a few times I told my mom when I was got a little bit older, I said, "Mom, I don't have to listen to you anymore." I said, "I'm old enough to make my own decisions." And I remember getting that hand up across the mouth. And my mother told me, she said, "As long as you live in this house, as long as I'm raising you, you will never speak to me that way again. And I tell you what, when that hand come across that mouth, I learned a pretty quick and valuable lesson to never backtalk my mom. But I respected my mom. Now, there's times I didn't agree with my mom, and my mom wasn't perfect. My mom was raised in an alcoholic home. My mom didn't know real love from her parents. But thank God, he sent her aunt and uncle, and they adopted her. And my grandfather, then, he was a pastor, and they raised her in a home of love. They sent her to school. They made sure that my mom had the best of everything. And my mom had made a lot of mistakes. She wasn't perfect, but I still love her. Something I got to do before my mom's mind got really bad was I held some grudges in my heart against my mom for some things that had happened in my life. And I did. I held some grudges. And thank God for my wife, because my wife said, you need to get a hold of your mom, you need to go visit her, and you need to go talk to her, and you need to tell her you're sorry, and you need to ask your mom for forgiveness. That was one of the hardest things I ever had to do. And I want you to know, I went to my mom's house, and I sat down with my mom. And we shared tears. And we had the best talk that I'd ever had with her. And I told my mom, thank you for all you did for me. I said, Mom, I've held these things against you. I know you weren't perfect. But I've held these grudges, Mom, and I want you to know I'm sorry, and I want to ask you to forgive me. And you know what my mom said to me? I forgive you. She said, I was raised in not a good home, and she said, I've experienced a lot of things, a lot of fear, and I didn't really look and think about what my mom had been through and what she was feeling as she raised us. And when I think about Mary not being a perfect woman, what was her childhood like leading up to the point that she became a mom? What was it like when Jesus was growing up? There's also another time in the Bible when Mary and Joseph and Jesus had traveled. He was 12 years old and they had been to town, and Jesus stayed behind in the temple and he was teaching at the age of 12. And Joseph and Mary had left to travel back home. And as far as I remember, it took them 2 days to travel. And they'd gotten out quite a ways and they realized Jesus wasn't with them. And they turned back to go and get him. And you know what they found him doing? They found him teaching in a way. And even though Mary wasn't perfect, I'm sure she had some anger in her when they got there and found out where he was. But you know what? I also think that God showed her immediately that he put his only begotten son in that place to teach his word and reach the hearts of people who needed to hear what he had to say. Amen. And I can only imagine the relief that Mary felt when she saw where Jesus was. I can remember a time when I had kind of disappeared from my folks. I was only next door, but my mom was filled with fear because she didn't know where I was at. We'd been down to see my grandparents, and there was a blind man and his wife next door, Kenny and Lori. They were both blind, and I loved Kenny and Lori. They were good people. And I went over to visit Kenny, and Kenny and I just sat there in the living room. Here I was, a young, you know, I was probably 13, 14 years old, sitting there in the living room talking to Kenny. Didn't know how much time went by. And all of a sudden, I said, well, Kenny, I better get back next door. They're going to be worried about where I'm at. And sure enough, I got back over to Granny and Grandpa's house, went in the front door, and my mother first thing, where have you been? And I said, I'm sorry, Mom, I was next door visiting. Well, you had us worried. I can only imagine what Mary said to Jesus. But even though she wasn't a perfect mom, she still lived according to God's will. She still raised Jesus, I know, in a loving home. And I'm sure they instilled in him so many wonderful things, Joseph and Mary, as his parents. And then lastly, a mother called by God never gives up the title. Moms, you have a special title. You are special ladies. Don't you ever forget that. When God gave you your children, he gave you the greatest gift ever. He gave you those babies to love and raise in the admonition and the nurturing of the Lord and by the Word of God. And you know what? It doesn't matter to me how old I get. As long as she's alive, my mom will be my mom. And I will love and respect her. I still tell her how much I love her. And I call her. And even though there's times she doesn't know who I am, in the physical, I know deep in her heart she knows who I am. Because of that connection and that love we have together. So moms, that title stays with you. Even at the foot of the cross, even at the time when Jesus was being whipped at the post and the flesh was being torn from his body, as he had to carry that cross, as people spat upon him, Mary was still there. As they nailed Jesus to the cross and as he hung and died for those gruesome long hours, I guarantee you that Mary fell to the ground. And I guarantee you that her insides hurt, that this mental anguish came over her in such a way that she fell apart on the inside. And I'm sure she cried out to God to let this stop, because she didn't want to see her child being treated the way he was being treated. But Jesus knew that he had to go, and Mary in her heart knew that her son had to die in order that our sins would be forgiven, that the blood would set us free. Amen. Amen. Whether it's a death of a child, whether you raise a rebellious child, whether they're harsh or cruel to you, you will always be mom to them. Things are never easy. But mom, it is your job to continue to love those kids as long as they're here, as long as they're alive. I've often heard moms say that they should never have to bury a child. And in the work that I do, I've seen it. Even as a minister, I've gone to the hospital when a mother gave birth to a stillborn baby, and she still held that little baby in her arms because her title's mom. And I've had moms say to me, this baby may not be alive here in this body, but they're in heaven and they're alive and I'll see them again. They had a hope to cling to, and it wasn't easy. But somehow they have pushed on and persevered. And moms, for so many years that you raised your kids, you persevered and you pushed on and you continued to love them even when they were in the wrong. And I often wonder, now Jesus was perfect, so I don't know. I don't think Jesus ever talked back to his mother, because he was the perfect Son of God. I don't know. I wasn't there. So I can't tell you. I'll have to ask Jesus when I get to heaven. That may not ever enter my mind either. But even though Jesus hung on that cross, she was still mom. Because from the cross, Jesus said, Woman, behold thy son. I don't know about you, but I'm just filled with such a joy this morning at the fact that Mary was the type of mother who gave up her life, who gave everything she had to carry God's only son in her womb, and then to watch him die on a cross, and then to go down to a tomb and to find that tomb empty and bewilderment filled in her mind. Wow. And when she saw Jesus after his resurrection, she saw him resurrected and glorified. Wow, what a mom. I used to think that Mary was the picture of a perfect mom. But you know what? She was like any other mom. She faced those trying times. And I'm sure Jesus as a child maybe did test her. I don't know. But she never gave up on Jesus as she raised him. And moms, I know you wanted probably to at times. My mom used to threaten to sell us to the gypsies when we were little. She did. My mom used to say on vacation, if you kids don't straighten up, the next band of gypsies we find, we're going to sell you to them. And we were like, no, Mom, don't sell us to the gypsies. We didn't know. We were just kids. Our mom used to say, I'm going to leave you here if you don't straighten up. But I know that Mom would never do that. But the greatest joy that I have is knowing that on Friday when I saw Mom last, I got to hug her. I got to call her Mom and tell her I loved her. Moms, if your kids are still alive, I encourage you to call them today. If they're not here, if they don't live nearby, I encourage you, moms, to call your kids and tell them you love them. Tell them thank you for the wonderful years they have given you. And if your kids have passed on, if you've had a child pass or whatever, then what I want you to do today, moms, I want you to thank God for whatever time you did have. If you lost at birth, still thank God. Because you know what? That child is in heaven and is very much alive and with the Lord. Moms, Mary was called by God, and so were you. You have an honor being called by the Lord to serve as mom. And I want to say, I know y'all aren't my moms. If some of y'all had to raise me, you probably would have shot me a long time ago. I don't know. I was a handful. But I want to say thank you, moms, for being who you are and for raising your kids in the fear of the Lord. Mothers love their children. They pray for them and they protect them no matter how old that child is. And I want to close with this. You know, there's nothing like a mother's protection. A mother will protect her kids at all cost. And I know that because by watching in nature, watching animals, when a mom gives birth, she protects those babies. And I saw a video here a while back that showed a mother's true fierce protection. There's a young man walking down a gravel path through the woods, and he sees these little mountain lion cubs out in the road, and they're just running around. Well, the curiosity of the young man took over. He thought, why? Well, you a little closer and take some pictures. Well, little did he know that Mom was right around the corner. And in that video, that mother mountain lion takes off after him. And he's walking backward the whole way going, whoa, 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 down, girl, down. And she's got them teeth showing and them ears are laid back. because she's protecting her children. She's letting an intruder know you got too close and you better back it off. So I want to thank those moms who at times when you were on your knees praying, when the devil came after your kids, that a mother got on her knees and she got before the Lord and she said, God, I need your help. And told that devil, you better back off from my kids. You've gotten a little too close. That is the protectiveness of a mom. So thank you, moms, for all that you've done. Thank you, moms, that you gave to the Lord and raised your children in the fear of the Lord and in His Word. You are special. You are loved. And I believe that when moms get to heaven, I believe there's a special reward for them for all they've had to do. So God bless you, moms. You're the most beautiful ladies ever. Thank you.